The gospel for today is from John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the spring 2023 edition of Magnolia Magazine, Joanna Gaines wrote, "Nature is never in a hurry, and deep down I know to be patient. That just as it has every year before, spring will eventually arrive in promise and in plenty. But the wait from here to there gets tricky. Trying to find comfort in the void is where I start to get a little uncomfortable. When it comes to the changing of the seasons, an unfinished project, plans left up in the air, milestones that are just out of reach, any space really between a beginning and its ending, without any honest cues about what comes next, with nothing to tether my feet to the ground, waiting can feel a lot like drifting. And so patience can also feel like something to trudge through, to grit your teeth and bear. But once I talked about this with my staff, we dug past all the connotations that patience carries and found that there was space to share all that it has taught us. There's a whole world of lessons that unfold in the waiting. In having that breathing room, that purposeful pause, there is space to be sharpened, to look up and take in all that we miss when we're busy looking down. As the season slowly invites us in, patience is its welcome song. Not a passive kind of waiting, but a chance to live curiously in that space it has created. Boy, can I relate to Joe's sentiment about patience. In fact, it's ironic that I was reading this article while I was sitting in the dentist's office, and I was waiting to see the dentist for the final checkup after having been there for 2 hours. Ah, test of patience. You know, sometimes it feels like life is so busy and full that being patient and waiting almost feels like a waste of time. Rather than being an opportunity to step back, to breathe, to observe the world around me and just be. But as Joanna says, being patient is not passive waiting. It's a chance to live curiously. Well, both Joanna Gaines and her husband Chip, who are the co-stars of Fixer Upper, if you're not sure who this person is, they had a lot of time to practice patience and curiosity the year prior to her writing this with their biggest fixer-upper project ever in 2022, renovating and remodeling a historic castle in Waco, Texas. The castle was built in the early 1900s, had changed hands several times, and then was abandoned for years, damaged, graffitied. They even found some animal bones downstairs in a crawl space, which they were really freaked out about at first. Needless to say, it was going to take a lot of work. But one of the things that really impressed me about this project, and a lot of the projects they take on, is that they wanted to preserve as much of the integrity of the building, the history, and the story of the home that was intended by its original builders and owners. Now, time and cost-wise, it would have been easy to just tear everything down to the bare bones and replace everything with a modern interior. But they didn't do that. They saw beauty in the architecture, in the old wood floors. They saw the life in the story of the people who lived there, as well as in the building itself. And so they decided to preserve as much of the original brick, the wood floors, the mantles, windows, etc., that they could. And whenever they had to put in things using new materials or update with technology, they really did their best to match the style and unique character of the castle. Every room needed to be a blend of old and new, Joanna said. Because of this, it took them 11 months to renovate, which for some of us who've been doing house projects, you realize that doesn't sound like a very long time. But for them who have teams of people who do this, usually a month is the longest they spend on any one renovation project. And as they suspected from the beginning, they didn't make any money on it. In fact, they still own it. You can tour it if you would like to. You have to buy tickets in advance, but yes, you can tour this castle. But it was the process of bringing it back to its former glory, taking time to observe and honor every detail, pouring their heart and soul into renovating it, and being patient with every step and misstep along the way that was the reward for them. Now, I purposely took time to tell this story today and paint this picture in the framework of patience, because this is a beautiful image, an example of what it means to abide in God and for God to abide in us. Our gospel lesson for today gives us the last of Jesus' I am sayings in John. There was this image of Jesus as the vine, his followers as the branches, and God as the vine grower or farmer or gardener, the one who cares for the vines. Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Now, as you heard several times in just these two short verses, the word abide is key. It's key to understanding this passage, and in fact, it's key to understanding the entire Gospel of John. This word is actually used 41 times in the Gospel of John, compared to only 12 times across all other three Gospels. So what exactly does this word mean? I mean, when we think of abiding, we think of living in, but we can't literally live inside of Jesus. The disciples, obviously, can't literally jump inside Jesus. What does this mean? What does it mean for us to abide in God, abide in Jesus, and for God or Jesus to abide in us? Well, for starters, this word abide can also be translated or defined as to live with or dwell, to stay or remain, to be present, or my personal favorite, to be continually held. An Old Testament image that is connected with this word that is that of God living amongst the people of Israel as they wandered through the desert. God did not want a temple built. He waited for a very, very long time and finally gave permission to Solomon thousands of years later to say, yeah, okay, you can build me a temple. Because God didn't want to live somewhere stationary. God wanted to dwell with the people, to abide with the people, to live among the people, no matter where they went. And so God chose to live in a tent, just as everybody else did It would be like God camping out in your backyard. And this tent of meeting is where people could come. They would bring their concerns, their prayers, their sacrifices to God, or to Moses, excuse me. And Moses would in turn bring their concerns and prayers to God. And God moved with the people wherever they went. And so that's how God abided with the people. From this beautiful image, along with the various translations of the word abide, one thing is abundantly clear. Abiding takes time and patience. Abiding means you're in it for the long haul. Now, if any of you have ever lived with other people or stayed with other people for an extended period of time, whether that be in your own home or in a dorm room setting in college or visited family or friends, you'll know that it's not always easy to abide with others. Everybody has their own likes and dislikes, certain ways they want things to be done or they think things should be done, pet peeves and habits that drive others crazy. We all have them. And if you've ever watched Fixer Upper yourself, you'll know that Chip and Joanna disagree on how things should be done all the time. They both do things that drive the other crazy. That's actually part of the fun of the show if you've never seen it. But abiding, the staying with another person, family, or community for the long haul, investing your time and your energy into someone or even something worthwhile, also provides a great opportunity to experience joy and beauty and compassion and love, things that make life worth living. But it takes time. And it takes patience to build that dream, that life. Faith is the same way. It would be so nice if, as a Christian, we would be baptized and instantaneously receive all the results that we wanted in life. Like, you would be baptized and then you would never be sick again, never be hungry again, never have to worry about finding a job again. Or you would pray or read scripture, and suddenly all of your problems would be solved. God somehow tells you, invest in this stock, and you'll make a good profit. Or use these lotto numbers, and you'll win. Life doesn't work that way. Faith doesn't work that way. And God doesn't work that way. Because God doesn't want to be a genie in a lamp that just gives us what we want and then leaves. God wants a relationship with us, with the beautiful, unique creations that God has made and so deeply loves. God wants to abide with us, to make God's home in us. And just as Joanna and Chip see the beauty and integrity of the century-old castle that tells the story of a home and the life of a family, a story that needs to be preserved at all costs, and a home that is worth the time and energy and patience and care it takes to renew and restore it, so God sees us. That's what love is. And that's how God abides in us. As we heard in our reading for 1 John, God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. So for us to abide in God and live a life of faith, we must love God, others, and ourselves. From Jesus the vine, we receive nourishment and support, which is the love, grace, and forgiveness of God. But in order to thrive, we must also be willing to be pruned and trimmed, pushed, challenged to continue learning, to continue exploring and growing, to sometimes think bigger or think differently, a blend of the old and new, as Joanna put it, trusting that God always seeks to preserve the very nature and integrity of who we are. None of this is easy. Faith, as I've mentioned, takes time and patience, as does love. But as we also heard in our reading from 1 John for today, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. And as with the Castle Project, the journey of faith is just as much a part of the reward as the end goal, which is a better world in God's kingdom. But until God's kingdom is fully realized, I invite us all to take a page from Joanna Gaines and remember that there's a whole world of lessons that unfold in the waiting. In having that breathing room, that purposeful pause, there is space to be sharpened, to look up and take in all that we miss when we're busy looking down. May patience be a welcome song for us too, as we continue to live curiously and love courageously into this time and space that God has created for us. Amen.